Artist Friends Podcast.
Hi, I'm Diane Hunt. I am an impressionist realist painter connecting with nature through my brush. I work in oil paint and watercolor, and I live in the countryside of Maryland's Eastern Shore, not far from the Chesapeake Bay. You can find me online at dianehuntstudio.com. and on Facebook and Instagram at Diane Hunt Studio.
Hi, I'm Constance Brosnan of Steve Brosnan's Jewelry Designs. I live in Oklahoma on a prairie, and I make handmade jewelry in silver, copper, and brass. I'm an artist that paints. I paint pastels and in oil sometimes.
Hello, this is Bob J. Gale. I'm the host of this podcast. I am a emerging representational artist. I do historic renderings, seascapes, landscapes, botanicals, birds, and whatnot. The tight illustrative hand in watercolor, pen and ink, and acrylic paints. And I live in Oklahoma City. And here we are. It is Monday, October the 4th, 2021. My name is Clyde J. Kale, and you are listening to the Artist Friends Podcast, episode 117. And I'm here with my two best artist friends, Diane Hunt and Constance Bronson. Constance is back. Hello, Constance. And how are you feeling?
I am feeling so much better. Thank you very much. And glad to be here. Yeah, I was questionable there for a little while, but I'm here.
good to see you and good to hear you. Hello, Diane.
Hi, Clyde. Hi, Constance. We're so happy to have you back. It's good to see your face again.
Yes. I'm glad to be here.
Me and Diane, the last few episodes, we've been holding the fort, but I miss you, Diane, or Constance. I miss your commentary, your witty commentary. It's contrarian to what we think, but that's what this is.
I'm glad for you guys to see me today.
Okay, for our listeners, if you go to www.talkartpodcast.com, talkartpodcast.com, you'll see the information page there, and I had a couple of videos. These were just recommendations that I pulled out that are some of my favorite artists. The theme is learning art and learning our craft from various teachers that are available on YouTube. You don't necessarily have to go to art school to learn how to practice your art and to improve your art. There are tons and tons of videos, as both Diane and Constance will agree. You can go down a rabbit hole, as they say. You only watch one video, and then the next thing you know, 7 hours later, you've watched several videos, and you haven't painted anything yet. So it's easy to do that. But there are a multitude of videos teaching everything you ever want to know about art and all the various mediums. And some of them are pretty good, and some of them are, so-so. Well, that was 30 minutes wasted of time. Yeah, it's just a matter of, it depends on what you're looking for. And it's for all levels, from beginners to more experienced to if you just want to refresh your memory on some various techniques. The two videos, one is from Stefan Bauman, who is a favorite of ours. We've referred to him oftentimes. And another one is from Kelly Folsom. And these are two of my favorite art teachers. I learned quite a bit from them. So I recommend to get you started. For the listener out there who is thinking about being an artist or who is an artist and maybe they need some improvement, I recommend you follow those two folks, those two artists and artist teachers, and I think you'll learn quite a bit. Diane, do you have a favorite artist or favorite art teacher that you follow on a regular basis?
No, not really. I have a few that I like, and I don't usually follow them like religiously or anything, but I do check them out now and then, just to see, you know, their point of view on things, basically. One of them's David LaFell, and the other one's Kevin McPherson. There's probably several others that I can't think of at the moment, but usually if you get on to somebody that you really like and that is doing the type of art you like, there's usually other recommended videos that come up, you know, at the same time. Like you said, you can go down a rabbit hole and be watching videos all day long. And that's really a good way, though, to find other artists that, you know, might have a better teaching style that you like better than other ones. And I usually have something specific in mind that I'm trying to work out, and I'll look for something more specific and when I look at them. But sometimes it is just fun to go and see how they're painting and how they do things, like, you know, I mean, usually when you go to like a museum or something, you see paintings, you don't really know. You can kind of tell sometimes how the artist did it, but it's kind of neat to see somebody that's doing it in real life, you know, or video, so you can see their process and how they go about building their paintings. So that part's interesting to me. But there's a lot of good painters on YouTube, and I mean, geez, there's so many. Depends on like what type of art you're looking for too. There's landscape painters, there's plein air painters, there's figure painters, there's still life painters. So it's, you know, if you're looking for something specific, it's a good place to go look and see what's, you know, out there, see what other people are doing.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to bring up, the emphasis that there is quite a bit, you know, out there. Constance, you have any favorite artists that you follow, or art teachers, when you think you need to learn something new or refresh? Or
Diane mentioned two painters that I like, which is David LaFell and McPherson. I also like pastel painting. So Marla Baghetta, I think is her last name. I like her. I did take lessons from her for a while. I also like Kelly Folsom. And I've watched Stephen Bauman a lot. He has a lot of good lessons. And just, if you don't take lessons from him, just watch this video. He has a lot of good information but like she said, like Diane says, I mean, there's landscape, there's still life, there's pastels, oil paints, and also there's styles of painting. Do you want to be loose? Do you want to be strict? Do you want to be a tight painter that paints, like if you see a photograph and you want to paint something that's very tight? Do you want to be something that's very loose? I mean, it's all up to you. Do you want to be a abstract painter? I mean, whatever you want to find out about, YouTube is a good place to go and find out and experiment with whatever you want to try. You can try, you know, different palettes, experiment with different palettes, watercolors, oil paints, and the mediums are all there. So it's a good place to go and learn and experiment with different things to figure out what you want to do, you know.
Absolutely. In fact, when I started this artist journey, you know, jumped back in, of course, you know, I, having not created any visual art for quite some time, I wanted to get back in. So I started with watercolors, and I immediately spent the first you know, probably 4 or 5 hours watching different watercolor videos of different artists. And then I ran across a thing. It was so interesting. Because there's also within just using watercolors, there is so many different styles. There's the there's the watery, there's the tight. And I like using pen and ink sometimes with my watercolors. And then I watched one video where one artist was just saying, you're not a pure watercolorist if you use pen and ink, you know. But then I came across another video, which was so helpful. It's called When You Are Combined, a little bit of ink work with your watercolors, that is considered modern watercolor. So I consider myself a modern watercolorist. And I felt good. You know, I didn't feel so bad. You know, I didn't have to always
It's just really up to you to be creative with what you want to do. I mean, there's no rules anymore unless you want to make your own rules. I mean, that's just about how things are now. I mean, it's just up to you.
And that's why it's so interesting seeing other people, how they work, because even if they produce work that's similar to yours, their whole approach might be totally different.
Yeah.
And you can learn things from that because, you know, they might do something that you never thought of and vice versa, really. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, you can pick up a lot of little pointers from, you can pick up a lot of little pointers and things of way of working.
Absolutely. Well, that's like with even the two artists, instructors that I recommended in our video, they're completely different in their and the process and the way they approach. Kelly Folsom is big on tinting the canvas before you start. She's always saying you got to get rid of that white, you know, you got to cover that white up, you know, versus Stephen Bauman doesn't believe in tinting, you know.
He does.
He said, you know, he says some of my earlier stuff when it said when he used to have a cable show, and he said, now you would see my canvases tinted there. And he said, that's only because the camera doesn't pick up, you know. But he says, I've progressed now. He said, I actually, most of the time I don't tint, you know. And he said he's had for his workshop. He also runs workshops, and he's had instructors or students show up with, you know, he says they've got, 12 canvases already pre-tinted, and half of them are brown and half of them are blue. And he said, we're going to do plein air painting. And he's asking, well, why'd you tint? Well, aren't I supposed to tint? And he said, not necessarily, you know, sometimes you want that raw white, you know, canvas to come through, you know? And so two completely different approaches. And like Diane said, watching the process can give you some ideals and motivate you to, you know, to maybe, you know, try a different, you know, technique or whatever. Another thing, after I watch an artist's instructor video, and then whenever I'm very critical. After I watch it maybe two or three times or two or three different videos, and then I try to apply it. If I'm able to recreate what they have done or, you know, utilize their technique to my satisfaction, successful satisfaction, I consider them a good teacher. Now that may be that doesn't mean that the others are not good teachers, but for me personally, they're a good teacher. I can identify with them and I can learn from them because I'm hard headed. I can't always learn from everybody. So that's how I judge. So I like the idea. It may be a pain in the butt sorting through the different videos until you find an instructor that you can identify with and that you can learn from. But having that variety, I think it's just wonderful. Today's, you know, technology, because years ago, Diane can attest to this. She, went to art school, and you told the story, I think it was last week, about the switching from abstract. You had a teacher who was only interested in abstract. So you switched sculptor class because you wasn't wanting to do abstract. And you're going to college, you know, you only have one or two maybe instructors of a particular style or technique that is not suitable for you and you're stuck, versus on the internet, it's all open, all available.
Yeah, it's so much nicer now. I mean, yeah, if you go to school and you are, but you still, if you go to school, you still have to do the criteria that you have to do to get through college to get your degree, but you can still do other stuff once you get out in order to do what you want to do.
Exactly. And I don't,
even me, I mean, I have my degree in art, but I still, you know, look at other people, and you have to be a continual, you know, a lifetime learner kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's always new techniques. There's always new materials. There's, you know, always new ways of looking at stuff and applying things, and you know, materials change. I mean, geez, acrylic paint, when that first came out, I was in college when that first came out, and it was like painting with a glob of plastic. It was awful. But they've really changed it and improved it, and now, you know, it's so much
pretty good different. You know,
yeah, it's not like oils, but you know, it'll work if you're in a pinch.
I think it's Stephen Bauman mentions this several times. He says, you know, they've got mediums that you can add to the acrylic to make it look like or act like oil. He says, mm-hmm. Why not just
use oil? Yeah.
Yeah. When I paint with acrylics now, when I'd like to do some abstracts with acrylics, it has a lot of neat stuff to add to it, like with pomace and stuff, to give really neat finishes effects. So why try to make it act like oils when you can make it act like neat stuff? I mean, you can put stuff in it and then you can make really cool finishes on the painting that you can't do that with oils. And so why would you want it to make it act like oils when you can make it act like some really neat stuff? That's the way I look at it. I mean, oils are just a whole different character.
It is.
And you shouldn't try to make it acrylics act like oils when you can have neat finishes with oils that you can't do with acrylics.
Yep.
I mean, they're just sumptuous all by themselves, and you wouldn't want to do that with the acrylics.
You know, I said this before in previous episodes. Now with modern technology, I mean, the biggest drawback from painting oils is you had to make sure you had a well-ventilated studio or area with fan going, because the turpentine and the solvents would, you know, get you high as a today.
By your brain.
Yeah. Now, today with modern technology, you know, there's non-solvent oil. There's even water-soluble oils. I'm not so sure if I'd try those, but
still have a tube or two of that stuff.
With the walnut oil, which is completely, you know, natural, non-solvent, and then the mediums that you add to, like the liquin, and, you know, which isn't too bad, and it's you know, no problem with toxicity at all, you know. It's a pleasure. Yeah, you know, because that was my biggest drawback, you know, for painting, going to oils and dyeing.
Yeah, you can use Gamsol to clean your brushes if you don't use, like you guys do, the walnut oil. But that stuff doesn't hardly have any smell whatsoever. And then you can use like that Master's soap to wash them out, which,
yeah.
Generally, most of the time, I just wipe out as much paint as I can with the paper towels and then wash it with that Master soap. And those brushes get so clean, it's not even funny.
Yep.
I mean, and you don't even have to open that little springy can of nasty smelling stuff.
But so there's, with the new technology, it's actually good for an artist now. It really is. I mean,
that's one wonderful change that I've noticed since I did go for 12 years without painting, and since I started painting again, that's a really nice change that I've noticed, is not having to use turpentine. That stuff is nasty.
Yeah, it'll kill you. Okay, we got anything else to add? I think we're about ready to wrap this episode up. For our listeners, if you go to www.talkartpodcast.com, that's talkartpodcast.com. That's our information page link for episode 117. And this is the Artist Friends Podcast, and you have been listening to Diane Hunt and Constance Bronson, and my name is Clyde J. Kale. We are so glad to have Constance back. Constance, it really is great seeing you again. Yeah, and I hope you continued good health so that you will continue to join us every week. It's
keep us motivated. I'm so glad to be back.
Okay, I'm going to say goodnight to Diane and Constance and let Diane say goodnight to everybody.
Goodnight, Clyde. Goodnight, Constance. Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, Clyde. Goodnight, Diane. Goodnight, everybody. Thanks for listening.
I second that. As always, thank you so much for listening, folks. And until next time, bye-bye.
The Artist Friends Podcast is produced and edited by Clyde J. Kale. Participating artists, Diane Hunt and Constance Bronson and Clyde J. Kale. You can find more information about Diane Hunt at www.dianehuntstudio.com. Constance Bronson at www.etsy.com/shop/CBROSNANS. Clyde J. Kale at www.cjkaleartworks.com. If you would like to participate or appear as a guest on the Artist Friends Podcast, please email cjkale@mystery-otr.com. If you enjoy these podcasts, please give us a thumbs up or a star rating. And most of all, send us your comments. This podcast is issued under the Creative Commons license.